Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14. This is letter number 4892. And this is Baruch Hashem, dated the third day of Kislev, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. And this is addressed to Arava Chosid, with all the titles, Nissen Sheyichya Nemanov. He was a mashpia in the yeshiva in Brunois. We have many letters from the Rebbe to him. The Rebbe says, Shalom uvracha, peace and blessing. Says, Shalom uvracha, I'm responding to your letter dated the 28th of Cheshvan. Thank you, the Rebbe says, for the general regards that you found everything in order, both in a general way and specifically. And let it be the will of Hashem that those words that had been spoken during the Fabrengen about which you write should impact and do their impact on those that speak, those who listen, also the one that speak. So in other words, when you speak and you give a talk, it shouldn't just impact the people that are listening, also the one that's speaking should be talking. As the story of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that he saw his father's redemption of note soul, which is the Rebbe Rashab, he saw it, as a preparation for saying the Maimer. And this is what he wrote over there, and that was the language. Sheyifel bi u'bahashemim. It should impact me and those who listen. So the Maimer should be, so the Rebbe says, also the one who's speaking, it should influence. And I've already said it many times during the Fabrengas, that although would seem this was a redemption of note of a leader, a Rebbe, a Nasi Yisrael, and one has to think about it, does this apply also to other people? However, since this was already made public, so also those who heard this, it's important. In our case, on the contrary, and for sure, it's not only because it's been publicized and it's important, but it's a kal vachomer, it's a foretory. If the Rebbe Rashab can write such a thing about himself, that he needs to be impacted, how much more that we need to be, people at our level, of course we need to be impacted ourselves, not just impact others, but it should impact ourselves. And Rebbe says, for sure, you're preparing a proper program to utilize the festival days of Yud and Yutes Kislev and Chanukah that are coming upon us in a proper manner, and let it be the will that you should give good news in this. And the Rebbe blesses him with Hatzlocha, with success. So the Rebbe writes to Rabbi Nemanov that the Fabrengen he wrote to the Rebbe that he gave should impact the listeners and the speaker as well, quoting the story of the Rebbe Rashab that he wrote on the pan that it should be Poilim B. But the Rebbe says usually what a Rebbe writes maybe doesn't belong to everybody. It's not connected to everybody. But in this case, for sure it, if the Rebbe needs that, it should impact him. How much more do people on our level need it? And the Rebbe encouraged him to prepare a proper program for the upcoming Yud Yutes Kislev and Chanukah.